Hello, welcome back to my podcast. My name is Tamilore and this is Soulless. Okay, so today we are going to be discussing racism. But before I get into anything, I want to read this quick spoken word I got from this show I watched, Dear White People. If you haven't seen it, it's very nice, very informative. So you guys should watch it, I guess. So, okay. We hold this truth to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, among these lives, liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Unless you are loud and black and possess an opinion, then all you get is a bullet. A bullet that held me at bay. A bullet that can puncture my skin, take all my dreams away. A bullet that can silence the words that I speak to my mother just because I'm other. A bullet that held me captive. Gone in my face. Your hate misplaced. White skin, light skin, but for me, not the right skin. Judging me with no crime committed. Reckless trigger finger, itching to prove your worth by disproving mine. My life in your hands. My life on the line. Fred Hampton, Tamir Rice, Rekia Boyd, Reggie Green, spread by a piece of paper, a student ID that you had to see before you could identify me and set me supposedly free. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. For some of us, maybe there's nothing self-evident about it. So, on the 25th of May this year, George Floyd was killed by a white police officer. I do not remember what his name is, and I don't care to remember at this point. So, let me just quickly, you guys probably have heard the story, and let me tell you what's happening to the police officer right now. So he is being, well, he was fired from the force. He and his partner were fired from the force, and he is being charged with third degree murder. So third degree murder basically means it was an accident. I just need to understand quickly, what was accidental about him putting his knee on his neck while George Floyd was pleading for his life, and he kept saying, please stop, I can't breathe, and your knee was on his neck for 8 minutes straight. You have people recording telling you to stop, and your partner decides to jump in and push them away and be like, mind your own business. I just need to understand how that was an accident. The truth is, injustice still happens. Like, racism is something that it never died. It just never died. It's just being recorded more often right now. Like, you see recorded more, you know, you hear of these things, but you never see it like before. Now you see it happen a lot. Like, you can just watch these things, and it's really heartbreaking to see that white people still believe that, you know, they're more superior than us. I just need to understand, why are they so threatened by our skin color? Like, what makes them believe that they are better than us? I just really need, I can't comprehend that. It's not giving me any pointers in my head. It's not ringing a bell or anything. I just need to understand why they think they're better than us. Because honestly, I don't know. You know, if you think about it, if you really think about it, every time you hear, oh, a school in America, you know, was gunned down by a student, and, you know, just take time to look at it, you see a white child, it's depression. Oh, she was depressed, he was depressed, you know, they were getting bullied in school, they couldn't take it any longer. But if you see a black child walking down the road in a hoodie, you know, and his hand is in the pocket of the hoodie, whatever it is, and he's trying to bring it out, you probably are going to call the police. Or you probably, if you're a police officer, you have a gun out already. Why? Because you think they're going to shoot you. Meanwhile, it's probably just a hair brush that's there. I mean, we saw it happen in The Hate U Give. It's not something that's different. It's not fiction. It happens every day. And you go around, you see people trying to spread the word. Or, like, right now, in that particular state, you know, people are not taking it lightly. They're going around burning down buildings. And you see white people be like, oh, stop burning down the buildings, you know, we care about the buildings. Hello, please, are you telling me you can't rebuild something? You can't rebuild it? Okay, cool, so we'll rebuild your building. When you stop killing black people, because what you're saying is that a building equals a life. That's basically what you're saying. You're telling me that a building equals a life. Like, your buildings are more important than our lives. Hello. I'm just very, very grateful. I'm very grateful that I live in Nigeria. I'm surrounded by black people. Like, you hardly see white people around here. And I have never experienced racism in my life. And I'm grateful for that, because I don't know how I would react. I honestly don't know how I would react to being treated a different way because of my color. And I'm happy that black people abroad, you know, are standing up for themselves. They're saying things that need to be said, doing things that need to be done. It's something that is just very, very empowering, if you understand what I mean. And another thing that really baffles me, like, I'm not saying Nigeria in general, but like the world in general, please, influencers, what are you doing? Like, I can't count how many influencers I've seen, you know, talking about this matter. And when I say talking about it, I don't mean saying it because, you know, they need to say they don't want to seem like they are racist, or they don't want to, like, they don't care about black people. I mean saying it because you care about it. I've seen like 3 people do that, honestly. And it's sad, because your voices are louder than our voices. And you would expect that, you know, being the influencer that you are, or that you're claiming to be, you actually say something about the situation. You would do something about what's happening. Like the petitions, you go further for people. You would expect that they're the ones who be calling the shots for all of us, you know. But they're just sitting there because, like, oh, you know, if I say something now, maybe this brand won't want to work with me anymore because, you know, I'm saying this or I'm doing this. Like, you're worried about your brand deals more than you're actually worried about about lives. And that's sad. That's very sad. Like, if you feel like you're scared of people coming back at you for supporting black people, oh, well, that's their problem. Just know that you're doing the right thing in the end. I don't understand why you be sitting around, you know, posting every day or making YouTube videos every day. Meanwhile, you know what's happening around the world. You see people crying. You see people being sad about someone dying, and not just one person. Because in this week alone, I've heard 2 other cases. Please explain to me why a woman will be pushed down a balcony, a 100-foot balcony in Canada. A black woman. Why? Just she tripped. Yeah, she was probably drunk. That's what happened. She probably tripped. It's really sad to see that people are talking, but people are not talking enough. And another thing that's pissing me off right now is TikTok. I love TikTok, don't get me wrong, but you know, 2 days now I've seen 3 different black people who have spoken of you know, this George Floyd case. And their videos have been taken down. And there's this particular one who was crying. Like, she started crying when she saw that her video was taken down. Like, it was reported. The audio was reported. And then TikTok proceeded to take down the video. Because she's talking about how a black man died. Okay, cool. It's fine. It's alright. All I'm saying in the end is that we shouldn't just sit around and watch while this happens, no matter what part of the world we're in. We can actually do something about it. We can cause change. Sitting down and doing nothing is not going to help anyone. If you actually stand up, no matter how little you think your voice is, no matter how irrelevant you think you are, if you actually start doing something, people will actually start listening to you. They'll support you, and you can get far. Racism isn't something that should be shunned. It isn't something that should be, you know, kept under the rug or swept under the rug. It's not something that should be kept in the dark, because it's serious and it's injustice and it's not fair on anyone. And I get it, the world isn't a fair place, but honestly, please, can we just have equality? That's all we're asking for. Equal rights. So I have come to the end of my rant session. I hope you guys enjoyed this, because it was really, you know, I've been waiting to do this all week. I've been piling up everything. Like, I have a book in front of me that I'm reading, and I'm just reading it now. Like, so I hope you guys really enjoyed this. Well, you may not have really enjoyed it, but please, I hope you enjoyed my rant. I'm very sad and angry at the same time that this thing is happening to, you know, people around the world. But it is what it is, and we can also make a difference. So thank you guys for listening to my podcast. My name is still Tamilere. This is Solis. I think that's all. So thank you guys, have a wonderful evening, or have a wonderful day or afternoon, whatever time you're listening to this. Have a wonderful one. Thank you again, and bye.